I used to, well, I kind of still do. People, guys, just call me in the middle of the night asking to hang out, and I'd say yes, and I'd go over, and next thing I know, I'm having sex. People would call me at 4 in the morning. I had class at 8. I'd get up, and I'd go. I did it whenever, wherever, however. If it was there, I did it.
Why? You got to feel used.
Mm-hmm.
And hate what you're doing to yourself.
I do, but it's just, at the beginning, I was just, I guess, being rebellious because my parents are actually pastors and they never let me do anything. And, like, I was like, I want to get out. I want to do my stuff. I want to do what I want to do. And
did you say they were ministers?
Yes, sir.
And you became angry at your father because he was too strict?
Somewhat. I just felt that he was holding me back from doing stuff. And
so you said, boy, when I get away from him, watch me go.
Pretty much.
So you start acting out sexually. And the thing you were using to get back at your dad has turned on you.
Mm-hmm.
Your plan to get your father back isn't working.
And I know better. I was just being stupid. I know better. Or do. My sister did this and she turned into a bunch of junk. And now it's like I'm following her footsteps when I didn't want to.
Well, Christina, this is a spiritual issue. I'm sure your father has a lot of problems. But the fact is, you're not hurting him much. But you're sure doing a number on yourself. I say a lot of your sex addiction has to do with a broken relationship with your father. And until you get that relationship worked out, you'll keep doing what you're doing. And then comes the babies and the STDs and the whole shebang.
And that's what I'm afraid of with this last guy. I might be pregnant and I don't know.
I don't know either. I will tell you, if you keep living the lifestyle you're living, it'll go from bad to worse.